Blog Talk Radio.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy,
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gown stretching the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be wrong.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
My friends and I would crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gown trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal made. Diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Good morning, good morning, and salute to all the soldiers around the world, all those that defend our country, that are front and center just so we can be able to practice our rights and enjoy our freedom. Salute to you all from Lux Radio Online, .org, and MRCTK, and salute to soldiers, and we take pride.
My way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. when I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. To travel the world, but I don't have any plans. I wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. But life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. I didn't
morning, everyone. I see everyone on deck, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I see ya. Today we're saluting our soldiers, our service women, our service men, our heroes. That's who we're honoring today, our heroes.
And you know you can survive. So when you feel
to all the soldiers.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Servicemen and women, salute to my cousin, Miguel Cabasa, my godsons, Marcus and Avian, and all the servicemen and women that I bump into on a daily. I make sure to let them know that we're thankful for them being front and center and fighting for our freedom. You know, if we were all that brave, I mean, if we were just all that brave.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. The love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright.
you do?
I'll smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people. But
today's a new day. So tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still. You're in right now.
RadioOnline.org, who is a veteran as well, Lushy Lush. Shout out to you, girl. I don't know why you haven't called in yet, but shout out to you, and I thank you for all your years of service as well. You know, it's as little as just giving a big thank you and salute to all those people, you know, that are out there fighting the good fight for us, for our freedom. I mean, whether you agree or you don't agree, I'm not going to get into the politics about it. I'm just going to talk about the human part of it, the humanity of it, which is people out there really fighting for us, regardless of whatever. You have to thank them and salute those people that are, you know, have given up their lives, that get injured, that come back and get hurt, and there's not even enough resources to help them after they go through all that. So, you know, listen, it takes a unselfish person to go out there and really fight for people that they don't even know. Passing by. Salute. It ain't gonna cost you nothing, but they sure are gonna appreciate it. My soldiers, I'm just saluting everyone that I know and those that I don't know. If you know anyone that's a service man or woman, call in the show 347-826-7732 and shout them out, salute them, or make sure you call them, text them, email them, Facebook them, Instagram them, do something that they acknowledge, you know, and they know that we appreciate them. I'm going to my phone line, 202-202, you're on with MA2K. Motivation of Mondays with saluting the vet.
Yeah, I want to salute the vets and them and ting, you know?
I know. good morning, Sid. Big salute. Wait, hold on. I got to stand up and pull my hand up and I know you told me I do it a little bit, but on top of my eyebrow, above my eyebrow. Hello. What's going on with you today? I mean, I appreciate you. I appreciate the years you put in and you out there, you know, fighting for my freedom and, you know, for the right for me to stick my middle finger at people and say, yeah, this is our people.
Oh, man. I mean, hey, it's good to be recognized, you know, once in a blue moon, but I just think that it needs to be a little bit more, you know, a little bit more support for the veterans out here. You still got some veterans that are homeless, and that's a big problem, and they go, like, under the radar, you know. And it's like when you become a vet and, you know, you're basically out, you have to become your own advocate, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it took me, like, 10 years just to get my own, well, not 10 years, but it took me, like, 5 years to get my disability. So, sometimes it's hard, you know, adjusting from going from war to, you know, going into the civilian life or just being in the military in general, and that's all you know. A lot of people that have been, like, on the front line, like some of my battle buddies, like, they don't know how to adjust to, you know, the civilian life and stuff. So sometimes it's a hard transition, but, you know, it's a lot of people out here, men and women, that have served and laid their life now. Some people made it and some people didn't, and I salute them. Shout out to my brother just coming back from Afghanistan, and my roommate coming back from Afghanistan, and shout out to DJ Bedtime.
Of their names.
Yeah, shout out DJ Bedtime, Remy Mons DJ. He's a fellow soldier. Shout out to AJ. He's after party show. He's a fellow soldier. Yes. My homeboy Quincy.
Shout out your brother. Hello.
I know. I said shout out my brother. Just came back from Afghanistan and my roommate.
Name. I'm telling you, shout out not just your brother. You said your brother, okay, but not everybody knows your brother. I'm just saying. Can you give them the name?
Big,
hello.
Big shout out to my brother, your wolf, Vlad Julian. You know, the E-dudes in the building. He came, he went in after me, and he surpassed me. He's an AGR. He's a sergeant doing his thing. I'm proud of him, and, you know, I see nothing but good things for him in the military. And, yeah, salute. Oh, there's a lot of stuff that's free that I have to mention for us today. I think that they should just do all year round, but that's just me. But, Casino Live. It's called Stars and Stripes Live at, what is this place? It's at the Live Casino over here in Arundel Mills in Maryland. They're doing Stars and Stripes Live, Veterans in Active Duty. They're doing a military giveaway. And today you have a free play giveaway from 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., drawing 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. They give you a $25 free slot playing bonus for military DOD only, exclusive Veterans Day drawing for $1,000 in prizes, and one free buffet offer for all military and DOD, and you get a free commemorable T-shirt. Also, the more free things for veterans who are trying to cash in on all their free stuff, they have, it's a whole bunch of freebies. You can go to the Corral every year. You can eat free over there. Over there, Bob Evans is going to give you unlimited pancakes. I don't know where Sweet Lorenz is, but
I think Applebee's too. These two is offering.
Yeah, Applebee's and Fridays are giving a free meal too, and Chili's is giving a free entree. Denny's is giving a free Grand Slam breakfast. Einstein Brothers Bagel, they're giving a free bagel with a topping. Famous Days is giving a two-meat combo. Hooters is giving a $10.99 value package with a drink. Meal Friendlies is giving a complimentary two, big two, to do breakfast and coffee. Golden Corral, free dinners from 4 to 9 p.m. Joanne Fabrics is presenting members of Family Armed Forces with receive 20% off their total purchase. Krispy Kreme is giving you a free donut and coffee. Feel like a police officer. Giving you a free donut and coffee.
Donut.
Little Caesars is giving us free crazy bread, and Olive Garden is giving you a free meal from the special meal. And if you're a family dining, they're giving you 10% off your meal. Outback Steakhouse is giving you a free blooming onion and a beverage. So they want you to wash down your breath smell like onions with a beverage. They could give you a meal, freaking butthole. But anyway, Red Robin is giving you a free tavern double burger and bottomless steak fries. Starbucks is giving you a brew of coffee. Texas Roadhouse Steakhouse is giving you a free lunch for a lunch special meal. TGI Fridays is giving you free lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Walgreens is giving you a discount on stuff. So those are the discounts. And you know you can always go to Foot Locker at certain places and use your veterans discount to get percentage off your shoes or stuff. So that's my stuff for today. And I appreciate Emma for shouting out us soldiers out here. They've been out here serving this country. Yeah.
Freedom isn't free. Thank you, veterans. Freedom isn't free.
Yeah,
that's crazy. But shout out to all the, you know, if you're a vet, just bring out your ID because there's a lot of free stuff going on. So, I mean, just, you know, you got to take advantage. It's like Mother's Day. We wish that we get honored every day because we, you know, do it every day. But we get one day a year, you know? So we all get one day a year where we're honored. But it's up to us. And so we're the, you know, the voice of the people. We just at random just start talking about everything. So today we're honoring Veterans Day. It's Veterans Day. But next week we'll talk about it. Like, we'll talk about domestic violence still. Like, we'll talk about breast cancer. Like, we'll talk about everything that should be talked about on a daily basis and not just once a year. So... So today, you know, today we're going to honor what it is. But it doesn't mean that we start talking about vets and the things that they need or lacking, you know, after today. So shout out to all the veterans again, all those that are signing up, all those that are going through boot camp, all those that are considering going into the military, you know. You know, it takes a special type of person. The unselfish person to go out there and fight for people fight, and for people they don't know, without not knowing the outcome, without not knowing if they're ever coming back to their family, or they're coming back in one piece as they left, you know. Definitely shout out to all those. Even, let me tell you something, let me shout out to those veterans of the street. Let me shout out to y'all that don't get even no compensation at all, and y'all out there fighting the good fight as well. So shout out to y'all. Y'all already know, you know, salute to y'all as well, who's out there just, you know, just trying to survive and just trying to live. It's just a hard, cruel world, man. I just hate it sometimes. But Motivational Mondays, and we're motivating. And just salute. Like, every time I see you, anyway, you know that every time I get a chance, I'm saluting you, I'm cleaning you up. Because it's what we're supposed to do for each other to be able to deal with the reality of this world, you know? So salute 10,000 times, queen up another million times. And enjoy your day. You going out there to enjoy free stuff?
I'm going to go to one of my battle buddies just asked me, did I want to go, one of my battle buddies asked me, did I want to go and do something for Veterans Day. I was thinking, like, a whole mob of us veterans should just go and just like go to all like a free hop, like go to everything that's free and just go.
I do. Go get that donut. Go get that one donut with coffee. Go get, you know, have your breakfast and dinner. I'll be out all day. Yeah, I want that. Yes, and let me get that too. Yo, go for it. Take a picture everywhere you go. That'll be fun. And post
it. Yeah, that'll be dope. I gotta find my veteran's hat, so I need to find my veteran's hat so I can put it on today.
Yeah, none for free. You don't got that.
I gotta go in my room and find my veteran. I'm about to put that on. Stick all my little medals on and shit. I'm about to get everything.
Yay! Let's go. You deserve that and more. Definitely go out. That'll be high. Make sure you follow Lush. She's gonna be posting on her Instagram, Lush Radio Online. Everything is Lush Radio Online. The website is www.lushradioonline.org. You know, we're Googleable, so go to Google and Google Lush Radio Online. Type Emma E2K. Also follow me on Instagram, Emma E2K. I'm Emma E2K on all social networks, on Tango and everything else. I just got on Tango, too, by the way. It's crazy. My phone just be berserk now. I got to be charging my phone, like, all the time. Between Kik and Tango and Instagram and everything else I got on this phone. And they don't know how to get in touch with me. How you figure you can't get in touch with me with all this stuff going on in my life? We're going to music. I'm going to let you find your ID. Girl, go get that stuff, man. But I want you to rock out with me if you could for a little bit. But I'm going to play some music, and then we'll come back. I want to ask you some questions, if it's possible, about the military life, you know, because it's Veterans Day. We need to talk about that. All right?
Yeah, I'm getting real today. When I wake up in the morning, love, sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gone.
Love me, love me, love me, love me.
And that's what we hear, definitely praying and wishing all the vets a lovely day. Get your grub on. So I want to read this poem. It's anonymous. It's not an Vision of Peace of Mind, but it's something that I would like to read out. It's called What is a Veteran? A veteran is a person who fell in love with their country, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. A veteran is a person who is willing to lay down their life for the Statue of Liberty so that her poor, her huddled masses, her homeless, her tempest force may breathe free and may enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. A veteran is a person who does what he or she must in spite of personal consequences, in spite of obstacles and dangers and pressures, for that is the basis of all human morality. A veteran is one who gets a lump in the throat when he or she sees our beloved flag, one who will fight to protect our beautiful flag from those who dare to dishonor it. A veteran is one who pays their taxes willingly, serves their country honorably, and cherishes their freedom passionately. A veteran is one well deserving of our appreciation, our love, and our prayers 365 days a year. And that's an anonymous author. What did you think about that, Lush?
That was dope. That was actually a dope poem. That was dope.
Yeah, I read it. I was like, wow, I think this was very fitting and very appropriate, you know, not only for today, but the fact that it ended with, you know, what we were speaking about, not just today, you know, so prayers 365 days a year, so it's every day. You know, for those mothers, those parents, those family members, those wives, the children that are out there waiting, you know, for their beloved ones to come home, they're praying every day. They're not waiting for just today, Veterans Day, to be like, oh, happy Veterans Day. They're living this, you know, on a day-to-day. So shout out to them. Shout out to the family. The family that welcome, you know, the other family members home, and the families that, you know, welcome them when they even come back in the coffin. So, you know, that's something that the whole family deals with. This is a whole family situation. It's not just one person. So shout out to the whole family unit. When one person goes out, you know, it's kind of like they're all going out. They're all serving. So, yeah, definitely all serving. So I wanted to ask about, okay, I know one time back I had heard about this, because she was even an Oprah, this service woman. I don't know if she was in the Army or the Navy, so I'm not too sure who she was serving us, you know, as a soldier. But she was homeless and living in her car for years because
she was in the army. She was in the Army and she was living in her car. She came back from Iraq and she came back to nothing. Because you know when they deploy you, they tell you last minute. Sometimes you don't have time. When you're gone in deployment, they tell you to do power of attorney. So you leave somebody that says he's going to take care of all of your paperwork and business while you're gone overseas. But now they've made it a little bit better for you to handle your payments and stuff like that via direct deposit and stuff like that, and stuff scheduled to get them automatically taken out. Because you got some soldiers that, like, either they were married and they left the power of attorney to their wives and they came back and the wife has left them and took all of the money out of their bank account. So they're left with nothing when they come home. And when they call you for deployment, sometimes they call you last, they tell you last minute, you don't have enough time to, like, get your stuff together and stuff. Sometimes you don't know where your deployment is exactly until sometimes you get there. They give you orders and stuff, but they give you a briefing. But you got people that come back, whether it's women or men, and they come back. It's just the Iraq War was mostly almost like Vietnam. People came back and they were homeless. A lot of people suffered from postpartum depression, going through depression, seeing people getting killed in front of them, or just going through the transition of, I was in the Army, this is all I know, but now you throw me into the civilian life because you're done with me. How do I adjust? So some people could be suffering from that. But with her, the messed up thing about it, just like me, when I was homeless and I was a veteran, they don't cater to women, especially women with children. They don't cater to women with children. They, I had to fight because the VA basically took me 5 years just to get 10% of the disability, because I have an injury to my ankle, on my knee, I have asthma, and I got a couple other things, sleep apnea, and a lot of that stuff is due to the military, and I suffer from my depression too. But I had to fight just to get 10%, and I had to do that on my own. For 5 years before that, I was going through a divorce. I was a single mother, and I had got out. And depending on what unit you were, sometimes some units, you know, do you dirty and mess up your paperwork, and you could be stuck out there with nothing. So I was stuck. I didn't know what to do. I was a single parent, and I was frustrated. So I was homeless for a minute, and I started researching and trying to find out all the things that I could get as a service member. Because honestly, like her, she doesn't, half of us don't know what they offer for us out here. Unless we freaking try to search around and snoop around, they won't tell us the benefits. Like, you're authorized to get a plot if you, God forbid, if anything happens to you for a burial, and you get a flag, and you get a flag salute and everything. So you don't really have to worry about that. You're offered life insurance that you can get as a soldier. You can get your, as long as you serve, you can get your veteran's card from the VA hospital, where you can go there so they can take care of you as a veteran. Also, on top of that, like, if you've gotten out and you have, like, at least 10% disability or something, you can go to the regional office and use Voc Rehab, and Voc Rehab will pay for your school all the way to the time you finish and pay you cost of living and pay for your books and everything. Or if you're so disabled to the point where you can't go to school, they can basically give you a housing voucher where they help you adjust your house so it's convenient for you, and give you basically an allowance. Or they give you money so you can start your own business. They basically give you all the stuff that you need to start your own business and stuff if you want to take that route when you're using Voc Rehab. If you didn't use your GI Bill when you were in, they have the post 9/11 GI Bill that you can use, but you can't use it. You can't use it together. And there's so many little things. They got vouchers for housing in Franklin Street in D.C. that basically gives you vouchers for housing, because I think Obama passed something about housing for veterans. So it's a lot of stuff, but you have to be your own advocate out here, because, and they just started catering to women, because everything was basically male-dominated. They just cared about the males. They don't even have a shelter or a transitional place for females with children.
Wow. That's horrible.
So that's where you get soldiers like that, females sleeping in their car.
That's horrible. That you would, you know, that you would, to be in that position, I mean, listen, to be in that position and just coming back from, you know, fighting, you know, for a country that it's not even, you know, worrying about if you're okay when you're back is crazy. It's just whack. It's just whack.
No, you know what they want to do? They want to give you Purple Hearts and all these stupid medals. But
yeah, but can
you,
that
got
affect
people
you?
When,
can the medals, you know, keep you, when you're hungry, can you eat the medals? I mean, really.
The medals can't do anything. They just started hiring vets and stuff now. Yeah, I know how many veterans have been unemployed for years. Unemployment rate for veterans has been so high, you know, and then you know, you got, they want to give you Purple Hearts, but even when I was in Walter Reed doing physical therapy, you got veterans that are like freaking 17 years old, 18 years old, haven't even had a relationship yet, and half their head is blown halfway off, their limbs are gone. That can't replace their limbs. a freaking medal, like, and then they want to give them hell just to get compensated for that. That should be an automatic. They can do all, you know, yeah, it's supposed to be a day you're supposed to celebrate, but to me, excuse my language, kind of BS, because they treat us like crap the rest of the year round. Even at the VA hospital, they treat us like garbage.
Wow.
I remember, like, a couple of years ago when we did the show about Veterans Day, a couple of years ago when we did it with Street Queens, the movement, we had a sergeant that came on and stuff. And, I mean, he was almost literally in tears talking about how much the mistreating and stuff. And he came back close towards the, you know, seeing people from the Vietnam era coming back from the Iraq or Desert Storm. And in Vietnam, they were spitting on people, spitting on the soldiers. And just the way people were treated, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even, I mean, you got some, even some of the police officers act like butts and stuff. But some of them, they give you the respect. But you got some people that just, you know, treat you like terrible. I would think that they would give us a little bit more respect than what they give us one day. I think that should be an all-around thing.
True. I mean, I agree with you as well, but I mean, I guess they're trying to, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know the government's logic anymore with things.
I don't know. They're trying to do a lot of cutbacks. Because it is, it's crazy how they have enough time to print a brand new $100 bill for no reason. I don't understand, which I think is absurd. But
talk about it.
But you know, they wanna sit here and print new $100 bills and all this stupid stuff when they're in a deficit, and they freaking cutting back on the military and veterans benefits and stuff. And y'all don't even understand how many veterans are still homeless. You got veterans that are actually living in the VA hospital on crack heroin and stuff, still suffering from Vietnam. And you can hear their screams at night and stuff. I remember when they freaking put me in there, I had to stay overnight because I had an injury to my arm. And you can hear them screaming down the hallway. I mean,
you know what?
It's crazy.
For the young men and women that want to join the military, what they should do is take them to a VA hospital and let them experience that and see if they still want to sign up.
I mean, I don't take away the training and everything for people. The military is for some people, and the military is not for everybody. Point blank. If you can endure a lot, you can do the military. The military will shape you and let you know more about yourself, you know. But the thing about it is, you can trust yourself, but you can't trust everybody in the military. I went in there; they'll sell you a freaking dream, and then when you get there, you be like, you're all alone by yourself. You can luck up and find some good soldiers that actually have your back, but most of them are just like snakes in this industry. So, in anywhere you go, whether it's the military, anywhere. You got snakes everywhere, man.
Everywhere. I don't believe that. You always got to be on point in everything. You always got to be on point. Because there's always that, you know, not everybody wants the best for you. Even when they're pledging. Even when they're pledging to the flag of the United States of America. You know, that doesn't secure anything. It's horrible. But, you know, we're at the end of the show. You know, it's Motivational Mondays, and we always, of course, here we motivate. But today I thought it was only right and deserving that we, you know, just talk about the veterans and honor them and play music for them, you know. And I hope that that everyone, not only today but every day when they see someone walking in that uniform or know that they have to, a little thank you goes a long way. Thank you. You know, thank you. Can you just, you know, if they're in front of you, can you pay for their meal, their coffee, their toll? I mean, you know, those things help out because, you know, you don't know what they're going through or, you know, if they even have all the services they need. So make sure you go to Google and Google all the information. I'm going to post some information for the veterans where they can go and eat for free today. But pretty much anyway, have your ID and go out there and see. Get it all. Get it all. You deserve it. Don't forget to post your stuff. We're already following your Instagram online.
I'm gonna purposely act like I don't have no money. I'm gonna go in there and be like, I'm a veteran. Can you pay for my food?
Do it. I'm gonna be looking forward to your posting. Thank you, everyone. This is Motivational Mondays. I'll see you next Monday. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope that you was inspired and motivated today on Veterans Day, you know, knowing that there are actually people out there fighting for, you know, for your rights and your freedom. So definitely a big salute out to all the soldiers. Peace. Have a good time. Lush, I'll be following your Instagram. Peace.
Peace.